And I felt like I threw it with a lot more confidence. I felt like I took a step forward, is what I needed to do. Just another game, another couple of days of getting practice. Just as time goes on, I expect it and have high standards for myself to continue to get better. So I continue, or I expect it to get better week by week. Yeah, I think I could have got a couple balls a little bit further outside. But I mean, that happens sometimes. You're just a little bit off, and maybe on a few of those, I could have just been a lot more decisive with it, just on a couple throws. So I don't think there was really a common pattern throughout the those I was a little off on, but just the same thing for me is continuing to trust what my eyes are showing me and then commit to that and throw it. You know, I think Kyle's obviously a very innovative guy who's extremely creative, so whatever is put on my plate or asked of me, that I'm absolutely happy to do and would be extremely excited to get on the field and help this offense in any way that I can. No, I mean, I take a bigger picture look at it, that it's a process for me, and it's not – I never expected to come in here the first day and know it all and have this all down and it all be smooth sailing. I don't think anybody, regardless of how it's portrayed, comes in and it's like that. I mean, unless I feel like you know where you're going 2 months before the draft and you're set on going to this team, or you know what's going to happen, then it's a different story. But I think everybody comes in, has their struggles. And for me, I knew it would be some growing pains to go through and get better as that road continues to go on. I think I still have a ways to go, but at the same time, I feel like I've definitely covered some ground on making up some things that I didn't do very well throughout OTAs, and then coming into August at the very beginning. So I think I've honed in on some things and continued to get better, and I still think there's a ways for me to go. I'm excited to get into the season and see how the schedule's going to be week to week, how the work schedule's going to be, how the film and everything's going to go, and how it is preparing for an opponent in the NFL. So I'm pretty excited for that, and I think it'll be good to get a couple weeks under my belt and see how that goes. Yeah, I was a little upset. I mean, I got one batted down the other night on a pretty sure read that I felt I had, and we had a tackle kind of loop around and get into the throwing lane. But I still feel like I could have got the ball up better and got it over the guy. So it hasn't happened to me a lot, and it didn't really happen to me much in college. So just it hasn't been too big of a problem for me so far, but I know those times that it does happen, that's on us. Yeah, I felt like everything's been fine. I mean, obviously the windows and the gaps and the holes close a lot faster at this level, but I felt like I've done a good job of whether getting out of bounds or not really taking too many solid hits to keep myself healthy first and foremost. But at the same time, I felt like whenever I did step up, we go all the way back to Detroit and had a 12, 14 yard run, whatever it was, I felt like everything has been fine. It's not like it was in college. Obviously, you can't do the same things, but I think everybody knew that, and I knew that going into all this.